Okay. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about David and Goliath. Okay, I'm just going to step up. We all know the story, so I'm just going to step in. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And a champion went out from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze, pretty heavy. And he had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beak, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then he will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistines said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all the Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now David was the son of the Ephrathite of Bethlehem, Judah, whose name was Jesse, and who he had 8 sons, and the man was old, advanced in years in the days of Saul. The 3 oldest sons, well, we don't need to hear about that. Okay. So David decides, he's going, "Why are y'all so scared? I have got the power of God with me." David was the youngest. And David occasionally went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening. Then Jesse said to his son David, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp, and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them." So there's wanting to know what's going on over there. Is that big old guy still over there calling out and being ugly? David rose up early in the morning, left the sheep with the keeper, and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in a battle array, army against army. And David left his supplies in the hand of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Then as he talked with them, there was the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, coming up from the armies of the Philistines, and he spoke according to the same words. So David heard them. And all of the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches, will give him his daughter and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel." So they even were baiting them. "Come on, somebody step up. Look at all these cool things you're going to get." Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and takes away their reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in this manner, saying, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Okay. We go on down. Okay. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it and struck it, delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God." The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor and put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them all off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch, which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And so he drew near to the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good-looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and its wild beasts of the earth. Okay, I just lost it. I'm sorry. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give unto you over hands. So it was, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David hurled and ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. Then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and we know the rest. He slung and struck the Philistine to his forehead so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face. So David prevailed. Amen.
God prevailed.
Exactly. I was just fixing to say that. God's strength went with David. And he destroyed him. Amen. But David had the faith to know that this could happen. All right? Doesn't matter. I want to encourage you to stay strong. I want to encourage you to know that when things are going on in your life, God is with you. Always. And he wants to encourage you. I have a few scriptures. I want to have a hard time talking today. I never do. But, you know, it can happen. It says, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. All things are possible. So let me ask you today, what is your Goliath in your life today? Is it a new job? Is it a new house? Is it relationships? Is it your sickness? Is it financial? We all have Goliaths, okay, in our life. But you have got God on your side. God will never leave you. It says in the Bible, I just read, all things are possible with God. Amen. Everything is. It is possible with God. I want to encourage, just like this woman encouraged all those people. That's what we're supposed to do, encourage one another, not bring each other down. Not cut each other out of our lives. Not say terrible things to bring each other down. We're here to encourage each other. So I just want to encourage you to encourage each other. For God, with him, all things are possible. Your house is possible. It's going to happen. Dee's house is possible. It's going to happen. Ada's health is possible. It's going to get better. Kimmy's leg. With Lyndon, her things, all things are, let's say that, all things are possible. All things are possible because of God. We are here to encourage one another. Lift each other up. You come in church, you think that someone's down or they're acting different. We need to go to that person and go, you know what, I'm so happy you're here. I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you that you're here today. You made the effort to come and God's going to meet with you today. So when you're at your lowest, like these people were in a shelter, they lost everything, they're encouraging God because that's what God demands of us. I want us to be a church of encouragement, to love one another, to just share our encouragement. So who needs encouragement today? I want to encourage you. Ruth. I know, but some people need it more than others, but they feel like they're getting downtrodden. You need a special encouragement. I want to tell you that your house is possible with God. It is possible. He is here to bring you happiness. He's here to protect you, to mold you. He's got the perfect place for you. The thing is, we can't give up that hope. We can't give up hope in God because He is worthy to be praised, and He's on your side. Okay? He is on your side. He loves you. And it's going to get better, I promise. I don't know the time. I don't know, but it's going to get better because with God, all things are possible. All things are. Not just a few things. All things are. Anybody else? Thank you for saying you need that special encouragement. Okay, anybody? Pam, okay?
I'm just, praying for my mom, there's times I just say, well, I just got to keep on believing. Keep on praying.
And all things are possible. That's right. All things are possible. But in the time that we're looking for these things and having hope and having faith, we've got to be patient. God knows what's best for us, okay? Not everything is the best for us. So we have to know that whatever you're going through, God knows the very best for you. He knows the perfect time. He knows the perfect place. It's just so good to know that God's in control. We don't have to be in control. Most of the time we screw it up. Constantly. I want to be like this woman. I want to encourage when you're down. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage myself because my house is a mess. I need encouragement to get through. I want to go to each room and just scrub it to death. I just want to. I just got to do it. This is what I want. We just got to encourage one another. So I want to encourage. Let's don't tear down people. Let's encourage. Okay?
Amen.
All right. Who else?
What you
doing? Okay. We want to encourage one another.
Okay.
Oh, it was kind of a I'm in control, don't do that. Hold your hands up.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say what you wanted to do.
I know exactly.
What did you want to do? Get up, walk out? Don't do that. No.
I'm chewing on my fingernails. She didn't like it.
I want to encourage you to not bite your fingernails. Wow, you just never know. You'll be used to the most.
It's been years since I've been on
it. Yeah. We're going to put a little something on their heart. Yes. Okay. Well, that's all I have for today. I just want to encourage your week to be the best. Be the best and thank God every day. Are you thanking God when you wake up? Are you saying, good morning, God, I love you? Are you going to the Bible? Are you having a devotion? Are you praying? Expect the best from God because He loves you that much. Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I love you so much, and I thank you for your Holy Spirit that just reacclaims and reaffirms of how much that you love us. Father, as the upcoming week's coming for our homecoming, 59 years of a man's vision, Father, we're just so blessed to have this church. Father, though many people have come and many people have gone, I just pray that you have the right people here and that they can do what they can to serve you through our church body. Father, help us please to be believers and encouraging one another, giving each other a part of ourselves. Father, helping us to do the very best for each and every day that you want us to go out and serve you. I pray for the strength and the motivation and the courage to do that. Lord, I know there's four people here that are really needing a healing touch. I pray that you touch their bodies, Father, just producing healing in them. Lord, I just thank you and love you for all that you do. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And I have a prayer request. I'm sorry.